Begin the current daf and start this by Mitziah daf pei vav. Begin four lines down from the top of the Yamud. The Gemara continues the related discussion from the previous daf. In the previous daf, we spoke about the greatness of Reb Chiya. Now the Gemara continues about the greatness of another Amora. Amar Rav Kahana says, Ishtoili Rav Chama bar Barte de Chasa says, Rav Kahana said that Rav Chama, the son of the daughter of Chasa, had told me that Rabba bar Nachmeni, who was the disputant of Rav Yosef, Agav Shmada, because of the fear of the government regards to Shmad, Nach Nafshe, he passed away. What happened? Achle be kurtze be malka, they slandered him by the house of the government. Amru, they said, Ikechad gavi be Yudai, there is a person amongst the Jews, the kumavatl tracer alfe gavi mi Yisrael, that he stops 12,000 Jews, Yarcha be kaita, v'yarcha be sisva, a month in the summer and a month in the winter, Micharga de Malka, from paying the taxes to the king. And the reason being is because in Nisan and Tishrei, they would come to hear the drashas of Pesach and of the Yom Tivim. And when the messengers and the agents of the king came to collect the head tax of every single person, every single month, these Jews were not found in their house. So Shadri Pristaka de Malka Basra. So they sent an officer of the king after him to go ahead and take him. Vlashkach, and they didn't find him. Because Arak, he fled Va'azlam in Pumadis La'akri. He left from Pumadis, he went to Akra. Me'akri went La'agma, Ma'agma La'shchin, Me'shchin La'tzrifa, Me'tzrifa La'in Demayim, and ultimately, Me'in Demayim La'Pumadis, he came back home to Pumadis, and Pumadis Ashkech. And they ended up finding him back where he started off from Pumadis, that's where they found him. How did they find him? So the Gemara says, Ikla Pristaka de Malka, Lahu Ishpiza de Rabba. This officer of the king went to that place where Rabba was staying, where he spent the night there, where Rabba was staying in that same place. Now, Kriva Taka Kame, they went and they put out a table in front of that officer. Vashku Trey Kase, and they gave him two cups of wine to drink. V'delyua L'taka Mikame, then they took the table away from him after they served him those two drinks. Now, the problem with that is the Gemara explains elsewhere, is that the Shaden demons, they have control over a person when they drink in pairs. Now, the people of that house did not intentionally do this to this person, but they gave him two drinks, and they took the table away. So Hadar Bratzuf al-Achari, so his face then went and turned backwards, again, because the Mazikin have had control over him. So Amr Lay, the people of the household, said to Rabba, my Navadlay, what are we going to do this for this person? Gavar de Malku, he's a man, he's a person, an officer from the king, and we're going to get in trouble now that his face turned backwards. So Amr Lahu, he said to the people, Karibu Takal Kamei, go ahead, put the table back in front of him. Vashku yichad kos, and I give him one more cup to drink. V'delyu l'taka mikameh, and then take the table away from him. And v'litzi, and then he'll be healed. So Abdullah Hachi v'itzi, they did that, and he was healed because now no more was it appear, but rather now with another one, there was three. So Amma Medi Adana, the gavr, the kobe'ino hachihu. So the officer said, I know that the man that I want, that I'm trying to capture, must be that he's here. Bachisha basrei v'ashkechi, so he searched after him in that house, and he found him. Now Amr, he said to Rabbi, he says, look, Azlina Maha, I'm leaving from here. Imiktol katul ha-gavr, if they're going to kill that person, meaning a reference to himself, says, Loi Maglina, you saved me, you had my face turned back. I'm not going to reveal, even if they're going to kill me. But v'inagidi minagdin le, but if they're going to torture him, meaning they're going to torture me, then Maglina, then I'm going to have to reveal. As the Gemara says elsewhere, the torture is actually more difficult than being killed. So ultimately the king ended up hearing about it, and Asul Kameh, they brought Rabba in front of him. Aitli Le'idreina, they put him into a chamber. V'tarki Le'bava Ba'anpe, and they locked the door. Bayirachmi, Rabba asked mercy from Hashem. Park Ashisa, so the wall that he was being locked in crumbled. Arik V'azla Agmi, he fled and he went to the swamp. Now Havayasiv Agirda Didikuli, he was sitting on top of a stump of a tree that was cut down, the Kogaris, and they're sitting and learning. At that moment, they were disagreeing. They were having machlokes in the heavenly academy, in the Yeshiva Shalmal. There's a Mishnah Masechtas Negoim that says, "In baheres kodemus lisar love and tummy." This halacha regarding one of the types of Negoim is that when a person has two components, which is one that he has a change of color, discoloration called the baheres. Moreover, the hair in that discoloration has white hairs. Those are the two requirements to have that nega called a baheres. So the Mishnah says, "In baheres kodemus lisar lavan." If the stain on the skin comes before the white hairs, then tummy, because that's what the pasuk says in Yikur Yud Gimel, that the white hair has to sprout as a siman of tumah only if you have vihine nepech sar lovin bi baharis. You have to have the baharis first and then have the white hairs come out from it. But vim sar lovin kailam baharis tar. But if the white hairs came first and then the discoloration of the skin came second, then it's tar. It has to be first baharis, then the sar lovin. Now, safik, let's say there's doubts, not clear which one came first. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Hashem says tar. In other words, according to the interpretation of what was said into the Torah, Hashem, as giving an opinion, was saying that the interpretation should be that it's tar. But Bekulu Mesifta Drikia Amri Tami, but all the others in the heavenly academy, they said that such a person should be Tami. That was the Machlekes. V'Amri, and they said, Man Noichach, who will prove and resolve this Machlekes? Noichach Rabbi Banachmeni. Let Rabbi Banachmeni prove this, as we know that Torah is not Bashamayim, it gets decided down here. And the reason why he should resolve is because the Amr Rabbi Banachmeni, Ani Yochab Negoim, Rabbi had said, I am an individual regards to halachas of a nega, of Negoim, Ani Yochab Ba'olis, I'm the individual by the halachas of Ba'olis that knows regarding Tomei in the tent. So, Shadr Shlicha Basrei, so the Heavenly Academy sent an agent after him to bring him up, meaning take his life and bring him up to the Heavenly Academy. But the angel of death couldn't get near him. Because his mouth didn't stop from learning, and the angel of death can't touch that. Now, adahachi nashav zika. But in the meantime, a wind came and blew the avish bene kani, and it made some rustling amongst the reeds. Savar gunda de parshik. So, Rabbi thought that it was when he heard the rustling, he thought it was the army that was being sent after him to capture him. Amma, he said, "Oi, teinach nafsh du gavra. Let this person," meaning reference to himself, "pass away, and not be given over to the hand of the government." And that's what actually happened. He stopped learning, and the Malcham Ovis was able to get him. Now, when the soul was passing away, Omar Tahar Tar, he said in referring to that machlekes that they had, if it's Tar, like Hashem said, or Tami, like the Masif Rikir said, he said, pure, it's pure. Meaning, if it's a Suffolk, it's Tar. Says the Gemara, Yatza Baskal V'Amr, so a heavenly voice came out and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Banachmeni, praiseworthy are you, Rabbi Banachmeni, Shaguf Chatar, your body is pure, V'Yatza Sanishmas Chabatar, and your soul left you with the word Tahar, with purity. Nafal Piska Mirkiya B'Pum B'Disa, so a note fell from heaven in Pum B'Disa, which was where Rabbi was the Rosh Hashiva, that said, Rabbi Banachmeni is Bakish B'Yeshiva Shamala. The Rabbi Banachmeni was requested and beckoned and was called to the Heavenly Academy, meaning they didn't know that he had passed away. So Nafka Abaye V'Rav V'Kula Rabban Le'u Sukabe. So Abaye and Rav and all the rabbis went out to be involved in the burial of Rabbi. Now Le'ahavi Adi Duchte, they didn't know the precise place where he had passed away. So Azla Agman, they went to the swamp. Chazut Tzipori Dimitali V'Kamis. So they saw birds that were making shade with their wings over a certain area. Amri, they said, Shema Minu Hasam, who must be that over there is where he passed away, and they're putting shade that he should be in the shade and not in the sun. So they found him and they buried him. So they mourned him, they eulogized him for 3 days and three nights. Now, Nafal Piska, again a note fell from heaven that said, whoever leaves now will be excommunicated. So they remained there, and Saftu Shibayim, they eulogized him for 7 days. Nafal Piska, again a note fell from heaven and said, you go to your house in peace. Now the Gemara tells us, that day that when they passed away, Dal Yezafa, there came a mighty wind, and it picked up a merchant as he was riding a camel, from one side of the river, Papa, and it threw him over to the other side of the river. So Amr, he said, Maha, what is this? When do we have such winds like this that just takes me over the river? So Amr, they said to him, Nach nafshu de Rabbi Banachmeni. Rabbi Banachmeni passed away. So Amr, the fun of sent in front of Hashem, Rabbi Nishalim, master of the world. Kula amadidachu, the whole world is yours. For Rabbi Banachmeni didach, and Rabbi Banachmeni is yours. At the Rabbi, you are Rabbis, meaning you are the beloved of Rabbi. For Rabbi didach, and Rabbi is the beloved of yours. Amaika macharves leila amma, why are you destroying the whole world? So Nach Zafa, that calmed the storm down, the storm that had taken him and thrown him over the river. Now Rashi says, because the Gemara had mentioned the previous daf, when it started off all this agadita, it mentioned people that were very heavy, so it continues and concludes with this idea. That Shimon ben Chalafta Bal Basar Hava, he was a very large individual, Yemechad Hava Chamim Aleh, one day it was very hot. So he went and sat on the top of a mountain where there's the air is more refreshing. So Amale Labrate said to his daughter, Biti, my daughter, Hanifi Lebe Manifa, blow on me with your blower, Vani Etin Lech Kikrin de Nerd, and I'll give you a bundle of Nerd, which is, that's how the Nerd, which is a certain type of aromatic vegetation, that it's made like these bundles. He says, I'll give it to you for waving this and cooling me down. Now, Adahochi Nash Bazika, but in the meantime, actually a wind came and blew at him. Amale said, oh, how many bundles of nerd of this aromatic fragrance I have to give Lamori Dachi to the master of this wind, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much we get, we don't appreciate and realize that all these things that we get are also pleasures that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for us too. Now the Gemara continues with the halacha, the Mishnah, that was talking about the opening of this perek, HaSeicha HaSapayim, regarding those who hire workers. So the Mishnah said, HaKol K'minig HaMedina, after it went through talking about different specifics of the minig of when the person hires a worker, what the understanding is, it said, and everything is according to the custom of the location of the province. B'chulu, etc. So the Gemara says, HaKol Asu Imai, what wasn't mentioned that saying that everything is according to the custom of the province? So it says the Gemara, Lasuya ba'asu de nehigi, it's coming to include the place where the custom was, the michach rifta, where they would go and they would eat bread, umishta anfaka, and they would then drink anfaka, which is a vessel that will hold a revias. Where there's two interpretations from Tesis, there's according to our girsa, where the amalohu kedima, that if you would tell them before, va'aisiluch, and I'll bring to you, Amruloi, they would tell him, Loi kokaminach. No, one interpretation takes is that if he tells them, look, I know you want to eat breakfast, but eat that from Alisa Shachar, from the break of dawn. So then I'll bring you the bread and this container of water, and you won't have to stop from any work. And that they tell him, no, from Netzach Am is when our job starts, but actually first at Netz is when the sunrise, then we first eat, and then we do our work. That's one, according to like the gears that we have. Another gears that Tesis brings is the Amalahu Kadimu Va'asu Basreichu, that if he tells them, go out early and I'll come after you, on that Amalei Loi, they could tell him no. So according to that, the interpretation is that the workers would generally eat their breakfast with this bread and the water in the house of the homeowner, of the one who was hiring them, before they would go out to work. So that is what the Gemara is saying, the Amalahu, that if he would tell them, that look, don't waste time, but rather kadimu, go out now to work, because the food, the breakfast is not ready yet. Va'aisiluchu, and I'll bring it to you, I'll bring you the bread and the food over there. On that amaloi, they could tell him, loi kokaminach, no, you don't have any right to do that, but rather we're going to eat now in your home, we're going to wait till the breakfast is ready, we're not going out to work, and then you'll bring it out to us later. Either way, whichever, according to the girsa, the idea is that if that's the custom, that they eat their breakfast, whether only from Netz onward, or only they eat breakfast, only then they go out, that is what's saying, HaKol K'minig Medina, that is, you have to follow the custom of the province. Now the Mishnah said then, Maitse Reb Yechon ben Masya, illustrated this halacha of having to feed the workers. There was an incident with Reb Yechon ben Masya, Shamu LeBenoi, that he said to his son, Tzei B'sachar B'chulu, go out and hire his workers. And he told them, look, I'll feed you guys. When he came back to his father, he says, oh, you told them you're going to feed them? Now you're going to have to feed them even like more than Shlema Melech fed. And therefore, go out and quickly tell them that I'm only taking upon myself just some bread and some legumes. Now the Gemara wonders, Maitse Lister? Is it normal for someone to bring a story to illustrate his halacha, which contradicts his halacha? The Reisha, the Mishnah, said, HaKol K'minig Medina. Everything is according to the custom of the province, which means whatever everyone else around there does. And then the story that the Tana brings is that, no, even if you do like the Sud of Shlema Melech B'Shaiti, which is not what common custom is, even that wouldn't be enough. Well, how does that work well with what the Tana just said? So the Gemara says, Chesur Mechzer Bachik Tana. No, there's words missing, and this is what the Mishnah is supposed to say. Yes, everything is according to Minigah Medina, which is a certain amount of food, and that's what, if you make up, it would be committed. But Vim Pasik LeMezayinus, that's what Mishnah says, but if you went and you went directly and you told the workers that you're going to set aside and give them food, so that's what the Mishnah was saying, is a Ketin Tamad Beis, there must be Ribulahan. Must be that he's giving them more than what the Minig is, because since he didn't have to stipulate that he's going to feed them, because the Minig is that you have to feed, and he did stipulate he's going to feed them, must be he's giving them more than the norm. And that's what the Mishnah says, Umaisinam Ribichim Masi, that we see that Sha'amul Abnai, that he said to his son, Tse Sachal on the Pilem, go out and hire us workers. Halachu Paschal Mazainis. Now, by just hiring them, automatically the Minig of Medina is you have to feed them. But he went and he specifically said, I'm going to feed you. So when he came to his father, and then his father said to him, Oi, Beni, my son, even if you do for them as great a meal as with Shlema Melech when he was a king, You have not fulfilled your obligation with them. Shame b'nei Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, because they're the sons of royalty, Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and therefore quickly tell them that you're not going to give them that much more than which they're accustomed to. Because yes, Minig Medina would have been had he said nothing. But when you were there and say even more than that, then you have to give them what they're used to, and therefore quickly tell them you're not giving them the way Avram would feed people that came to him. Now on this phrase that his father told him, the Gemara asks, "Lamemra de sudasa da Avram avinu adifim mit Shlomo." Is that to say that the meal of Avram was greater than that of Shlomo HaMelech? On that the Gemara asks, but v'ksiv, the Pasuk Melachim Aleph says, what did the meals of Shlomo HaMelech look like? Vahi lechem Shlomo liyam echad, the bread for Shlomo for one day was shloshim kar silas, was 30 kar of flour, of fine flour, v'shishim kar kemach, and 60 kar of not such fine flour, asara bakar b'riyim, 10 healthy animals, and the Gemara says ve'esrim bakar roi, and 20 of the cattle that are in the pasture, u'meyatayin, and 100 sheep, levad mi'aylik, and that's besides the gazelles, v'tzvi, and the deer, v'yachma, and the yachma, v'babur mavusim, which the Gemara is going to shortly explain what are babur mavusim. Now, v'ama gurin ben astin m'shmei derav, he said that halalu, that actually the kemach and the soilus, the fine and the not such refined flour, were actually not even for the bread that they were going to eat. It was la melin shel tabachim. That was actually only used to, that they made these chalas that were used to cover the cover of the pot, which was to draw out the froth from the what was being cooked. That was the purpose of the dough. And Rabbi Yitzchok, he says, halalu, the bakar and the tzayin, which were counted in this pasuk, wasn't even for the meat that they were eating by the meal. It was latzike gedera. It was used just for this dish, this which was called tzike gedera. Moreover, Amar B'Yitzchak, he says, Elef Nashim Hayu L'Shlema. Shlema Melech had 1,000 wives. And Kol Achas V'Achas Asla B'Basic Achad. Each one did what this pasuk says for him in her house like this. My time, what's the reason? Zu Svura Shema Etzli Sayrayam. Because this woman thought that maybe today the king's going to dine with me, my husband. V'Zu Svura Shema Etzli Sayrayam. And this one thought, no, maybe the king's going to come to me today. So each one went and made that large of a meal, which was, again, not even the meal, which was only being used in part of preparation for the meal. Now, ve'ilu gaba Avram k'sev, whereas by the meal of Avram Avinu, it says a pasuk in Bereishis, when he had a guest, it says, v'la bakar etz Avram, to the cattle Avram Avinu ran, ve'ikach ben bakar, he took one small animal, which was rach, v'tayiv, tender and good. Now, v'am Rav Yehuda Merav, explain, what's these terms, ben bakar, rach, and tayiv? So, ben bakar, achad, that's a referring to one animal. Rach, tender, was Shnaim, a second animal. But Taiv, and the good was, Shlesha was three. So, fine, three animals. But Shlomo HaMelech had tons and tons and tons and tons of food. So how could you say that, oh, even if you give him like Suda Shlomo B'Shaita, it's not going to, you're going to have to give him what they need, like the sons of Avram. What do you mean? Avram didn't come close to Shlomo's. So the Gemara says, no, you have to understand it in proportion. Hasan Tlasa Turi Letlasa Gavi. There, as the Pasuk says, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain, there was three oxen for three people. So each one got his own animal. Here, the meal of Shlomo was for all the Jewish people and of Judea. Shlomo, it says the Pasuk in Malachim Aleph, it says, Yehuda be Yisrael Rabim. The Judah and the Jewish people were many, k'chol asher al hayam, like the sand that was on the sea. So proportionately, it's still going to be less than an animal for each person. Avram Avinu, each one got his own animal. He says, oh, don't tell them that you're going to give them a zaynus, because since you're giving them more than Minig Medina, even Suda Shleim B'Shaita, you're going to have to make more than that proportionally for the worker itself. Now, the Gemara clarifies, my babur mavusim, what's this thing that was made by the Suda of Shleima, which was baburim avusim, baburim meaning chickens, stuffed, which were stuffed hen. So, four different interpretations. Amar Rav, he says, it's sha'ivsim oisin bal karchan. It means that they were force-fed. They had the food stuffed into them forcibly, which the ovis is the part with the trough where they eat, where they're stuffed in, they're made like a trough. That's the types of chickens that were fed, stuffed chicken by the Suda of Shlema. Shmulam, he says, it's shavusim ba'im de malim. It's actually that they actually stuff themselves. They eat by themselves, where that's a healthier version. Rabbi Yechonam, he says, Mevian tur mi marisei b'dolei onis. His babur mavusim refers to an ox that's brought from pasture that was never fed, that was never forced, it was never worked. And b'tarnegelis mashpasa b'dolei onis. And it's also a chicken from its place where it was never forced to grow any eggs. Again, these are free range animals. Now, Amar Bichna, he explains Mufchir shebe behemes shor, because the choices of animals are an ox, and mufchir shebe ibis tanegalus, and the choices of the fowl are the hen. Fourth interpretation, he says zogsu uchmasa, talking about a black hen that's beibat nisa, that has a large stomach, the mishtakha beni atzri, that's found amongst the wine presses, and it eats the refuse, it eats the grape skins, to lay matzia pasyakana, gets so fat that it can't even step over a reed. That is barbur mavusim. So that's four different interpretations. What was this type of delicacy by Sudish Lema Melech Beshaita? Now, once the Gemara introduced this by comparing the Suda of Avram to the Suda of Shlema, so it goes and elaborates at length regarding that Suda which Avram Avinu had prepared for the three people that came to him on that day. So it says over there, V'alabaka retz Avram, that to the cattle Avram Avinu ran to prepare the meal for the guests. So Amar Avinu Merav, he says, when it says ben bakar, that's echa, that's one term. Rach, when it says soft, that's shnayim, that's two. And metayiv and good, ishlesh is three, so he prepared for them three animals. So the Gemara asks, V'im achad, why didn't you just say it was one animal? Kedam Enchel, like people say, rach v'tav, and that it was tender and it was good. So how do you know it's referring to different animals? So the Gemara says, imkin lichtav rach tayv, then it should have said soft good. My vitoiv and good. Shmama ladrasha, to expound it and say that it's its own thing. It was another animal. So the Gemara says, ima trace, and say it was two. Ben boker rach, and vitoiv is a second animal. So the Gemara says, no, ben detoiv ladrasha, and the fact that good, which is also a qualifier of the ben boker, just like rach is, and we just said it's the word extra vav is for a drasha to say it's its own animal. So rach nama ladrasha, so also tender was also for its own drasha to say one, two, and three, that there was three animals that it prepared for the three guests. As we said, each one had its own animal. Now, Masav Rabba Ba'ula, and Vitam and some say it was Rav Hoysha, and Vitam and some say it was Rav Nosim Rav Hoysha, he asked, how can you say that there were three animals? But it says in the Pasuk, V'yitin El Hanar, that Avram Avinu gave it to the youth, V'yimar Lassus Oysai, that he was quick to prepare it. You see, there was only one animal that he was preparing. So the Gemara says, no, Kol Chad V'chad Yavel Enar Chad. Each animal was given to one youth. So he gave it to the youth to prepare it, because each youth had one animal. The Gemara still asks. But the Pasuk says, V'yikachem v'chalav, that he took butter and milk, uben ha-bakar ha-sha'asa, and the cattle, singular, that he made, v'yitin lefneim, and he put it in front of them. You see that it was only one. So the Gemara says, no, the kama kama dematya, each one, the first one that was ready to be eaten, which had been finished being cooked, isa l'kama, he brought in front of them. So yeah, it says in the singular, because each one he brought separately. When it was finished being made, he then brought it, and then he would bring the next one. So the Gemara asked, but v'lam alit lasa, why did they need three animals? Tiske b'chad. It could have been enough with one animal. So Mavchan and Barav, he says, k'dei l'chil and sholesh l'shaynis b'chad, because he wanted to feed them three tongues in mustard, which was a delicacy of the royalty, and therefore he had to get three animals to get a tongue for each one of his guests. Now the Gemara teaches us a lesson from this parsha. Amar Tancha Bar Chanilah, he says, la'olam al yishan odem min haminig. A person should never change from what the common custom is. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the heavens when he went to receive the Torah, and he didn't eat bread. He acted like those up there, which are like malachim. And malach ha'shar, and the heavenly angels, they came down over here, because they were really angels that appeared to people that came to Avraham Avinu, and they ate bread. So the Gemara says, you entertain that angels eat, they can't eat. Say, Lema, rather, say, Niru kamisha achal b'shosu. They appeared as if they ate and drank. Person doesn't want to deviate from the custom. A related discussion from Amar Behuda Merav, Kama sha'asa Avram lamalachi asharis ba'atzma. Whatever Avram Avinu did himself that day for the ministering angels, Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu lebanav ba'atzma. Kadosh Baruch Hu went and in that merit did for his own children by Hashem himself. But whatever Avram Avinu did through an intermediary, through an agent, Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu lebanav al yishlech, so Kadosh Baruch Hu did for his children through a shliach, as the Gemara says. And it says in the Pasuk, V'elabakar Ratz Avram, that to the cattle Avram Avinu himself ran. So the Pasuk in Bamidbar says, V'ruach nasam es Hashem, that a wind came out from Hashem, which is that the slav, which was the meat, the chicken, the bird that Hashem gave to the Jewish people, was through himself, was me es Hashem. And the Pasuk says, V'yikachem v'chalav, that he went and he took butter and milk. So it says, Hinimamti lachem lachem enam shemayim. So Hashem says, I will rain down for you bread from the heaven, which that was correlated to that Avram Avinu went himself to get the butter and the milk. Hashem sent that bread down from heaven himself. when it says V'hu Omer Aleim Tachas Eis, that Avraham Avinu himself was standing over the guest underneath the tree. So Hashem also, Hini Omer Lefanecha Hashem Alatzor, that I will stand before you by the rock where Hashem appeared by himself. Also a term of Omer. When it says V'Avraham Hoylich Imam L'Shalach, Avraham went with them to send them. So too it says V'Hashem Hoylich Lefneim Yomam, that Hashem went in front of them by the day. Now, however, when it says Yukach no mat mayim, let it be taken for them a little bit of water, which that was obviously not by himself, but rather through a shliach. So therefore, the pasuk also says v'hikisa batzur, that Hashem told Moshe v'hikisa batzur, that you'll hit the rock v'yotzim in the mayim b'shasa'am, that water will come out and the people will drink. That again, that Hashem did it through a shliach, which was through Moshe. Now, the Gemara tells us, however, u'pligid Reb Chama Reb Chanina, but this interpretation disagrees with Reb Chama Reb Chanina on one point. Because the Amr Reb Chama Bar Chanina, he says, and V'chei Tanit Be'i B'Shmol, something was taught in the Brayis of Rabbi B'Shmol, B'schar Shloisha Zochul L'Shloisha. In the merit of three, in the reward of three, they merited to three things. In other words, there were three gifts that were given to the Jewish people in the desert through Moshe and the Aaron. Now, and they were correlated to what Avraham Avinu did. B'schar Chema V'chalav Zochul L'Man. In the merit of that, Avraham served his guests butter and milk, so they merited to have the man. In the merit that he went and stood over his guests, so zachu la'amra anan. So his children merited to the pillar of the cloud, which was oimid on top of the Jewish people constantly. Like the pasuk says, "Mamid b'yadal v'anantcha oimid aleim," that your cloud stood over them. And mischar yukach no mat mayim, in the reward that Avraham Avinu said that some water should be taken from them, zachu le'be'er shel Miriam, they merited to the well of Miriam, which that is the same as the previous interpretation of a kisa batzur, that you'll hit the rock, which then they had the water from, which was in the merit of Miriam. But as regards to the Amr Ha'anan, that they disagree. Because this interpretation says that V'hu Omer Aleim merited the Amr Ha'anan, whereas the previous interpretation said that in the schus of Omer Aleim, they merited something else, which was Hini Omer Lefanecha Hashem Alatzur, that Hashem will stand over there by the rock, which was something different than the Amr Ha'anan. Now the pasuk said, Yukach no ma'at mayim rachatzur aglechem. Like we mentioned, that Avraham Avinu told his three guests, let some water be taken for them and let them wash their feet. And then v'yishanu tachas etz, then they'll rest underneath the tree. Meaning he didn't want them to bring in avodah zarah into his house, because the Arabs, their custom was to prostrate and bow down to the dust of their feet. And since they appeared to be like our vim, so therefore he said, wash your feet, if I don't want your avodah zarah coming into my house. Now Amr Biyani Rabbi Shmuel, Amr Loi, they said to him, V'chi barvim chashatanu, you suspect us to be Arabs? Shem ishtachim l'avik regaleim, that they bowed down to the dust of their feet? But kfar yatzim in Yishmol, what do you mean Yishmol already came out from him? Your own son, he does this. He bows down and he does avodah zarah to the dust of your feet. What are you going and suspecting us for? Now, in the beginning of that parasha, this parasha of Yeira, it says, V'yirei lov Hashem be'iloni mamre, that Hashem appeared to Avraham Avinu in Eloni Mamre, in the plains of Mamre, V'hu yeshe pesach oil kachem yam, and that he was sitting by the opening of his tent as the heat of the day. So they want to say, what does it mean, my kachem yam? What does it mean like the heat of the day? So Amar B'cham Reb Chanina, he explains that Oysa hayoyim, yoyim shlishi shel mila shel Avraham hayo. That was the third day after the circumcision of Avraham, which is the most painful of the healing process of the circumcision. Ovar Kadosh Baruch Hu lishal b'Avram, and that Kadosh Baruch Hu came to inquire by Avram to see how he was feeling. So Hoytzei Kadosh Baruch Hu chama min artika. So Kadosh Baruch Hu went and took the sun out of its sheath, out of its covering. I mean, he wanted the sun to pound down on this world with the utmost strength, that it should be so hot and so sunny that no passerbys will go out onto to the street. So that righteous person, Avraham Avinu, who he lived his whole life having guests, should not be busy with guests that they said he could recover. Now, there were no guests coming. So they sent out his slave Eliezer to go outside to see, to get some guests. Nothing will ask, he went and he didn't find any guests. So Avraham said, Loim hemloch, I don't believe you. So that's what they say in Eretz Yisrael, that les hemnusa b'abdi, there's no faithfulness in a slave. He said, I don't believe you. So nafakiyu, Avram himself then went to, he was recovering on the third of his bris mila, he went out. Chazila kadosh baruch hu dekoy abava. So he saw a kadosh baruch hu who was standing by the doorway. Says the Gemara, haindichsiv, that's what it says in the pasuk, al no saver me'al avdecha, that do not go away from before your slave, because kiven the chaza, since a kadosh baruch hu saw the ka'asa that Avram Avinu was bandaging his circumcision, the shari, and opening it, Hashem says it's not appropriate to stand over here when Avraham Avinu is like this. So too says the Gemara, this is what the Pasuk says earlier. It says, V'yisa einav, that Avraham lifted up his eyes, V'yaran yisav, V'hini shleisha anoshim nitzavim lavi, so that there were three people standing over him. Now, but at the end it says, V'yar he saw, V'yotz l'kros, and he ran towards them. So what is it? Were they right on top of him, or did he have to run towards them? So the same idea, says the Gemara, Mi'ikara asu kameyaleh. Originally, they first came and they stood on by right next to him. But kichazud havalitzar, but when they saw that he was in pain, he was the third day after his circumcision, Amru lav arch arla mekamach, they said it's not appropriate for us to stand there, so they went away, and that's why Avraham had to run after them to bring them in. So the Gemara says, Man ninu shleish hanashim, who are these three men? So the Gemara explains, as we said before, they were actually malachim. They were Michael, Begavriel, Verifal. So the Gemara explains why these three malachim came. Michael, Shabbat Levasseh, Sar, that he came to give the good news, tidings to Sar, that she's going to become a mother, that she's going to have a child at this old age. Rafal, Shabbat Lerapes Avram, he came to heal Avram Avinu from his circumcision. Gavriel, Azul Mahapchel Yisdaim. Gavriel was on his way to overturn Sadaim, which was going to be destroyed. Now the Gemara asked, but Vaksivit, the Pasuk says, V'yivoy Shneha Malachim Sadaim Be'erv, that actually two angels came to Sadaim in the evening. How can you say there was only one Malach, that of Gavriel? So the Gemara explains the Azul Michal Ba'adei. Michal actually went with Gavriel, L'shezri L'Light, to save light. So the same one who healed Avram went along to save light. So the Gemara says, Dekinami, actually, it's precisely like this, that it was actually only one that actually went to overturn Sadaim, and only the other Malach came with him to save light, because the Chsev, it says in the Pasuk, V'yahafech esa'ar me'el, that he turned over those cities, V'lekseh v'yahafech, and doesn't say that they turned over. Shema'mina, that it was only Gavriel that overturned Sadaim. Now, the Gemara asks, related to this parsha that was said before, and regarding this, that one of them went to overturn Sadaim, and the other one went to save light. So the Gemara asks, Maishna l'gab Avram, that said, why is it that by Avram it says, when Avram requested certain things from his guest, the Malachim, it says that, Kein tasa kasha debarta, so should you do like you said. Now, Maishna l'gab light, they said, well, why is it by light that it says, as it says in the top of Pezayim and Aleph, the yiftzabamoid, that he had to push them very much to please come in, and only then did they relent. So Amar Balazi says, Mikan, from here we learn, Shemesarvan lekatan, that you could refuse a small one, and he liked when he asked him to come in. The Malachim said, no, we don't want to. But ve'emesarvan lekatan, you cannot refuse a great person. Avraham Avinu made a request. The Malachim says, do as you say, because Avraham Avinu is a great person, and you cannot refuse the request of a great person.